Right now, though, my next guest is on the line. He is Rob Hutchison. He's founder of Dear South Africa. And the issue that we are going to be discussing this afternoon is, with the rise of online gambling, how impactful will new proposed gambling regulations be? This following an article in BizTech talking about a gambling tax on the cards for South Africa. So, Rob, thanks for chatting to me this afternoon. You are the founder of Dear South Africa. I reminded myself that that is an organization that allowed people to voice their opinions about new proposed draft laws. And that brings us on to this new gambling regulations, which apparently have been proposed with the intention of sorting out a massive problem, a frightening growth in the amount of gambling happening in the country due apparently to online gambling. Would you say I've set the scene correctly?
Yeah, sort of. There's a whole lot going on with gambling rules and regulations at the moment. The draft National Gambling Amendment Regulations is just one of the issues, and that's attempting to address the problem that we have with unregistered people who are not allowed to actually gamble. So what they want to do is create a register of people who are barred from gambling, so that they can be easily identified at physical out there, so casinos and so on. It doesn't apply to online gambling at this stage, because there's a whole lot of other regulatory issues.
I was just going to say, Rob, go one step back. Take me to the current existing regulatory environment. What laws do govern gambling in this country as it now?
Well, we got a whole lot. We've got the National Gambling Act, which controls mostly casinos. And the problem with online gambling is that there isn't actually any valid legislation to determine online gambling. Online gambling is actually completely legal in South Africa. Wow. The only parts that are legal are sports betting and so on. But actual gambling, casino-type gambling, roulette, card machines, and so on is completely illegal. And that boils down to a piece of legislation that was meant to be signed, that was put out. It sat on the president's desk for a while, and it's just never been enacted. And that tried to bring online gambling into the law. And that's been for many, many years now.
I was going to say, this is not a new phenomenon. This is crazy.
No, it's... Yeah, it's been around for ages and ages, and nobody seems to be pushing it forward or anything else like that. Another problem is there's gambling legislation and regulations and laws at a national level, and then you also have provincial legislation, which is often in conflict with the national, and especially when it comes to online gambling, it's incredibly difficult to coordinate the two at a proper level. For instance, an operator can apply for a license. It has to be done at a provincial level. So how do you control that with online gambling, where there are no borders, whether it's international or whether it's provincial? So there's a problem there. And the idea behind making it local and provincial legislation is that the revenue generated from it, the taxation and the licensing fees and so on, is meant for provincial.
So this is, we're actually conflicted internally. Online. Yeah, no, this is a big problem. I'm just wondering how other jurisdictions worldwide have dealt with a similar problem. I mean, we can't be the only jurisdiction in the world to face this issue.
No, it's actually a global problem. We've seen countries across the globe trying to implement legislation and laws that do cater for it, especially on the taxation side. So governments also put a white paper together introducing a 20% tax on online gambling winnings, or gambling winnings in general, to try and bring it up to a national level. Following examples set in other countries where they apply it nationally instead of locally or provincially or by territory or region. As far as South Africa coming in line with international standards, we are way, 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 way behind. And there are just so many hurdles along the way with illicit operators and illegal operators, and it's almost an uncontrolled environment. So we're doing what we can to bring it up.
Is online gambling a major issue in South Africa? Sorry, I'm just very protected. I don't know anybody who, well, I don't think I know anybody who partakes, but I would imagine I'm wrong.
Yeah, surprisingly, and it's definitely on the rise. There's a huge amount of revenue generated from. I think I read recently the in the last financial year, the South Africans waged over 1.2 trillion on online gambling. Yeah, it's a huge amount. I think local casinos were somewhere in the region of 280 billion, and online was almost closer to 800 billion rand in one financial year, and that's only increase. So South Africans are spending a lot more time, and they say it's down to economic times. People obviously see it as a quick means to make money. It's the same as buying lottery tickets and so on and so on. And also because the proliferation of advertising. So there's a huge amount of advertising, especially from international players. I think you go onto any website now and you'll see something pop up somewhere, Hollywood Bets or something else, something similar. And that's also driving. So there's also talk about regulating advertising international operators and trying to curb all of that. Similar to alcohol.
Sounds like a very big ask. I don't see any of this happening, and not within the 6-month deadline that apparently has been set.
No, not at all. I think government put out a paper, I mentioned earlier, the white paper for the proposal for a 20% tax. I think that closes for public comment in the next 7 days or so. And then there's the draft national gambling amendments. That also closes somewhere around end of March. But there's still so much to go through. I mean, if you're trying to propose an amendment to the national gambling regulations, you need to address the issues of online gambling under the same banner, which they simply don't cater for. The two are so different and contradictory in terms. So I think it's back to the drawing board for Parliament, and they need to have a look at the broader picture here, take into account the unsigned legislation that's still sitting on the President's desk, try and put that forward, and try and coordinate a whole new set of gambling laws which will accommodate everyone. I think the Democratic Alliance has put through quite a few private members' bills in trying to address the issue, but none of them have made it through to Parliament.
Sounds like a hell of a big mountain to climb. I mean, there's a lot that needs to be legislated, a lot of aspects to this problem. But thank you for explaining them to us this afternoon. That was Rob Hutchison, founder of Dear South Africa.